Hello?
Yes, sir.
Did you talk to Lloyd?
Yes, sir, and he's coming out here for breakfast at 8:15 in the morning. And we'll go over it. He said that he didn't recall it precisely the way you explained it to him, but that there was substance to it. And I don't like these telephones, so I told him I'd see him in the morning.
All right, I think that's good. I told the little idiot, though. Had Walter call him and had Jack call him and tell him to stay away from any of that. Well, he said he's announced that, but he would not personally touch anything. And I just gave him hell for letting Pat Brown and them put him in chairman of finance committee. And he claims that he didn't do it. I asked him, he said they raised several hundred thousand dollars, but he personally didn't receive anything.
My understanding of it is that he raised it and then had them deliver it to Dick. But that, you know, if they're asked who solicited them as well, And the thing that bothers me about it is that it ties into a statement that they allege that the principal made that they ought to contribute not only in 62 but in 64.
When did he say that?
Well, that was one of these meetings in September or October of 62. And then there's a story to the effect that in 64 he represented one of these guys. They had a deal for two packages, one in 62, one in 64. But the really important thing is to get the story straight and then to try to find some way to insist to this fellow that he's got to confine himself to what's relevant, and what's relevant is solely 62.
Senator Jack Miller, Republican Iowa, tonight told the Senate the conflict of interest situation that resulted in President Johnson's nomination of Bobby Baker's one-time lawyer, David Brist, become U.S. Attorney at the District of Columbia. To avoid it, said the Senate should defer action on the nomination until after the federal grand jury has completed its investigation of Baker and any prosecution resulting in the probe has been settled. Baker is the controversial former secretary of the Senate's Democratic majority, whose rise to wealth as Senate employee set off several probes. Senate Rules Committee has accused Baker of gross improprieties in his Senate office and urged the Justice Department to look into it. Miller said Brist, from October 63 to last December, was counsel to Serview, a vending machine venture launched by Baker. Baker's purported role in wangling business for Serview from big defense contractors was a major issue in the Senate investigation. That's AP-UP by Miller today suggested delaying the confirmation of Brist, District Attorney in the Bobby Baker case. Miller told the Senate Brist was a counsel record Serview from 63 to December. Serview Corporation, the keystone to Baker's financial empire. Great empire, isn't it? Miller said his District Attorney Brist would have to handle a grand jury presentation, would have to handle any prosecution that would arise in the grand jury. Miller recommended delaying the confirmation of grand jury and the prosecution that any is completed. Well, he wouldn't handle any of it. It's all been signed to two special ones.
Well, that's correct.
But what do we do with that?
Nothing. I think he ought to go up there and testify, and testify that he didn't meet Baker, and that he represented the company, and he represented them only in connection with some depositions. So, amounted to nothing. And the case was settled out from under it.
And that he disqualify himself in any matter involving him.
Yeah, well, if he can say that, it'll be academic because it is the kind of thing that the U.S. Attorney will handle anyway.
Huh?
They wouldn't let a U.S. Attorney handle this kind of thing anyway.
I know it, but I think he would say that, wouldn't
sure.
he? That they already decided that some time ago.
Sure. Sure, he'd say.
I'm afraid Pearson's going around the hill talking to every senator.
Yeah, I think so too. I had no idea that Brist once represented a guy too.
These liberals, these sons of bitches.
She wouldn't another up for that.
No, but a man that can't, guy got to where he can't have a lawyer anymore?
Well, it's, Drew never thinks, at all when he's personally involved. He thinks anybody that represents somebody who sues him is just a devil's advocate. Pretty terrible. Did Nick talk with Bress about that, incident that, Drew alleged?
Yeah, he said that you told him, Drew did, that he talked to you and that you told him to, that he oughtn't to do it.
That
Bress was no good.
It was nothing good, whatever.
I knew that.
So Drew called me and told me about this laundry, the state of the Sunshine Arcade laundry.
Yeah. Yes, he did, and found out there's nothing to it. Some lawyer in his firm was involved some way or other, but Bress didn't know anything about it. I don't think it's forgery. Anyway.
Well, I'm sure there wouldn't be.
Is Bress able enough to take care of himself anywhere?
Yes, he's, my opinion, he is, I would say, the leading trial lawyer, the leading trial lawyer, same rank as Edward Bennett Williams. I don't think he's as good as Edward Bennett Williams, but there are people.
Did you get the poor devil in the Serview case?
I don't know whether I think Ed Williams did, maybe I did, but I think Ed got him into it.
Then he'll clean up the district for me then, won't he?
He ought to.
Do you think they'll stop him on this?
No, sir.
Don't think I ought to withdraw him?
No, sir.
What should Bill say when the press asks him?
About Bress's representation in Serbia. Yep. Well, I think he ought to say that this is a representation of the corporation. No time representing Baker personally.
Well, is there anything wrong with that?
No.
I thought maybe he ought to say that we haven't checked the lawyer's clients, that the Attorney General informs me that Mr. Bress not handled anything personally at Baker. Never had represented Baker individually, and he wouldn't be involved here at all. He already had it to Mr. Adson, the previous district attorney, didn't have it. He'd signed the special groups.
That's right, the Attorney General.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.